Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, spending some time today with USD 378 Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams, as we do once a month here on the program. And Cliff, you've got some information on ESSER funds, and these, we were talking beforehand, I couldn't remember what that stood for. It's federal money though, right?
It is. It's kind of like it's a grant to help school districts with the understanding that students have fallen behind in this pandemic because we've changed their learning environment. And that's what the focus should be. And all the districts will be receiving those funds to align within the regulations that they have. And there's a process where it goes to the state board for approval, and then districts must spend those over the next couple years here. Particularly for us, we're going to receive about $259,000, and we're using the funds to continue to buy PPE supplies for next year. We also hired an additional custodian to help disinfect to fight the virus. We're also hiring a couple extra teachers in there to help kind of in remediation, again, to get those kids caught back up. The idea is to put those emphasis there in a hurry to get those kids back on grade level. We're also tying the remainder of those funds towards staff development. Normally in a grant, they ask you to, what would you use the money for, and hope that it would improve your school district. And so we feel if we can help our teachers improve at their trade, that they'll keep those skills and it will be ongoing, which is another characteristic of many grants that schools get, is they want to know is how is it going to be ongoing. So we're pretty excited about the areas that we feel like we're going to address. And again, the goal is to get kids caught up. And last but not least in that, we're going to get to start an after school program. It'll be 3 days a week next year in grades 2 through 6. We kind of already have a program right now for our K and 1. So we're going to put the emphasis on the lower grades there, and there'll be more details coming out. But we're very excited about that opportunity, and just happened to be that we'd been working on that already. And so it just tied in perfectly. So really good news for us there.
Yeah. After school programs can be so beneficial, and I know that helps mom and dad out a lot too, whenever you can have stuff like that.
Oh, definitely. We've had huge success with our child care program. It's the largest it's ever been right now. And we keep our doors open until 6 o'clock at night. And, you know, basically kind of be in some bedroom communities here. It really helps out with those families that have to travel to work. Mm.
And that's going to be an issue that hopefully is maybe getting some more resolve here in with the new child tax credit here. I think that's coming up in July or something like that. So some families will get a little bit more funding to help with that assistance. As far as enrollment is concerned, when does that begin, or is maybe that already underway?
Well, the behind the scenes work is traditionally we start about the third week in July, where we do an online version, again, with working parents. It's very convenient. We look for that probably to move back to the last week of July, because we are starting late this year. Enrollment is not till August 12th. And so we'll be sending out information, but just around the corner already, Brandon, to think that it's going to be here. And so, again, our goal is always to try to make that convenient for parents. We understand they're busy, but it is a process where we need those information and get families to pay for, you know, books and meals and those types of things. And so we will have that up on our website here, and we also blast that out to all of our parents as well.
Okay, so we'll be looking for that information to come. We're getting towards the end of sports. I know some sports are still going on, even though school's out. What have you got wrapping up out there at Riley County?
Yeah, the end of this week, we're fortunate to send several kids to the state track, and I'd like to just recognize them. We have several individually that qualified. They'll go down to Cessna Stadium, and this year it'll be a one-day state versus two. I'd like to wish Ames best of luck. She's going in disc and shot. Jesse is traveling for javelin. AJ qualified for the boys high jump. Haley will be running the 2 mile on the girls' side. And in the 800 meters will be TJ. So we wish them the best of luck and hope they have some good weather and enjoy the experience, because not everybody gets to go. And so we're really proud of them and hope they have a wonderful day.
Have you ever been to the state track tournament, Cliff?
I have. My family actually used to go down there kind of as a mini vacation. So I really enjoy the sport of track.
Yeah. I've never been to the one here in Kansas, but I did go several times when I lived in Nebraska. I had to cover it for the radio station I was working for. And that is a fun tournament here for, what, 2 or 3 days it goes on. Just a wild, lot of fun.
Oh, definitely. You know, I used to be a former high school coach in track and love the sport, just because, you know, there's such a variety of opportunities for kids. And it's, you know, it's one of them sports that there's always room for everybody, it seems like. You know, it's, I used to always tell my kids, hey, that's the only sport that you're guaranteed 100% playing time for all of you, because there's so many varieties of events for them. And, you know, and they really bond together. And this particular group that we had in the middle school and the high school this year were really just super group of kids. They just tight knit, cheering for each other. And it's just, it's fun to watch that.
Yeah. Well, the sports has gone through so many challenges this year, and with COVID and, you know, gathering restrictions, and hopefully we're past that here and won't have to deal with that going forward. Sure be nice to see, especially football season in the fall, to see a full crowd out there.
Oh, that would be awesome. It just, our kids just feed off that, you know, that energy that's there. I know when we finally started to open up some of the events, the kids commented that it's different. It feels normal again. You know, kind of give them that extra bounce in their step. And, you know, it's so fun to watch, you know, public school events like that, that the kids come together and they get to showcase their talents. And, you know, we had the music concert. We had that on a Sunday because we dismissed so early, and we had a great crowd out there, and the kids were displaying all their talents. And, you know, it's just, it really is a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we got another deadline that's coming up here in less than a week now. June 1st is the filing deadline for anybody who wants to run in some of the local races here. We have city races and school boards throughout the county. And as far as the Riley County School Board, you have, what, 5 seats open?
We do. It's kind of out of the norm. Normally you have one cycle where there's 4 openings or 3 openings, but we had some members that, due to their occupations, they had to be transferred. And so it created some half terms. So we actually have 5 openings there, and it is posted on our website. We've been putting it in our newsletter and newspaper, and they have to file by June 1st. And right now we do have at least one person in each of our positions. I know sometimes you do have some voids right down to the last minute there. So, if people would like to serve, we'd encourage them to sign up. But as you say, that deadline is quickly approaching.
All right. Well, covered a lot of ground here, and I think we're just about out. Is there anything else you wanted to cover here today, Cliff, before we wrap things up?
I'd just like to thank you, Brandon, and K-Man for this opportunity that you give us each month to talk about all the great things going on in our school. You are a wonderful partner when it comes to inclement weather as well, and I hope everybody's going to be safe. It sounds like we might have some of that weather coming to us tonight, but thank you so very much. We do greatly appreciate all that you do for us.
All right. Appreciate those words. Thank you so much, and stay tuned. More In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.